Radio B. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you so much, OP Lilypad. We're just going to have a short commercial break and then we'll have a chat on air. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Leave the chair, you radiant, luminous asset. This transmission continues on foot. Splore. 3 summer days, beachside, February 20th to 22nd.
With Coco Solid,
Sister Nancy,
Nightmares on Wax,
General Levy,
Miss Canina,
Dick Moo,
Christoph Altruento,
Seafrim back to back with Half Queen.
With new acts just added, Francois K and Manu Kahani.
And a whole heap more music, performance and bliss from Aotearoa and abroad.
Tickets available at splore.net.
The Hard, Fast and Heavy Show.
Oh, beloved woman of liberty!
2 hours of punk, hardcore, goats, doom, metal and thrash. The Hard, Fast and Heavy Show.
A man for
11 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Sunday night, only on 95BFM.
Mixtape was sad. She saw shows with specific themes and thought, then one day she realized that she'd been lovingly crafted by her father Sam for a greater purpose, to guide people into their Sunday the right way. She would fulfill her mission, no matter the cost. The Sunday Mixtape. Expect the latest drops, the deepest cuts, and everything in between. The Sunday Mixtape with your host Sam. Sundays 9 till 10 a.m. right here on 95BFM.
Tuned in to Freak the Sheep on 95BFM. We were just treated to a very special live-to-air set by OP Lilypad. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for that set. It sounded incredible. Can you please introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yeah, sure. I'm Jono. at the moment make music is OP Lilypad, which is kind of an ambient project, just music to zone out to. Played in bands before and had lots of other projects, but yeah, it's kind of what I'm doing now.
Yeah, what other bands have you played with recently?
Played with like a hardcore band called Long Distance Runner. That's kind of the main thing that's kind of been going, just intense, intense guitar music. Had a dance music project called Fly Nights as well.
I wasn't aware of that. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And you play guitar and Long Distance Runner, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And Parents.
Yeah.
So OP Lilypad, different tone.
Yeah.
Those groups.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in lots of ways, but it all comes from the same kind of, like, I'm after something melancholic with all the music I make. So I think, yeah, Long Distance Runner had that edge for, like, it was like the most melancholic you could make a intense heavy band. And then this is kind of the same with electronic music, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Could you please describe for the listeners who obviously can't see what your setup is in the studio tonight?
So at the moment, I've just got a MacBook with Ableton on it, and then two MIDI controllers. One is the Akai ABC, which is kind of really good for controlling what's going on in Ableton, like what loops are playing and stuff. And then an Arturia little keyboard faded knobby kind of MIDI controller, which is kind of used like a effects thing, just to kind of change different effects. But all this music was made in Ableton with like a dub mindset. It's like very produced, and then it'd be a track, and then I'd go back and just dub it out.
Right.
So that's why Ableton is important for me to play this stuff live at the moment. Yeah,
it looked very hands-on when you were performing. Were you playing anything tonight from your EP that you put out a couple of years ago?
The first track was kind of a version of it. And then the other stuff was just new stuff that I've been working on.
Cool. And will you're performing at the Sunrisen Free Festival at Bethel's Beach?
Yeah.
This weekend. Full disclosure, I'm also going to be performing it.
It'll be great. Yeah.
It's going to be a cool day.
Yeah.
Will your set that you're playing there resemble what you're performing tonight?
In parts. I think so. I released an EP a couple of years ago now that was just very like beatless, floating ambience.
Mm.
And then just working on some tracks which will come out this year, which kind of bring in rhythm and like heavy bass into ambient music, which is kind of just, again, that like just dub influence coming through. So yeah, I think the goal will be to, like, I'm the first electronic artist to play on Saturday, so I think I'll just go like calm, serene, and then just go a little bit heavier toward the end. Yeah.
The bass was sounding really good. Like, whenever it would drop, it would be almost picking up, but not fully.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it was really good. So do you have any... Are you planning any releases for this year?
Yeah, I've been working with Zach at Some Return on getting an album out. It's sort of... kind of... 8 tracks. Been working on it for a long time. I'm incredibly slow at making music. I only get slower as time goes on as well.
I can relate to that personally.
Yeah. It's all kind of there. I'm just in like tinkering phase, which I'll have to put an end and put it out. But I'm really excited to put it out. Yeah.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much. That sounded so good.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been great. I'll be shortly wrapping up the show for tonight. Hey, Medicano Garage, thanks for texting in. I'll play that Herbs tune in a sec. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Freak the Sheep tonight. Just going to wrap up with a few more tunes. Let's play some... a track by Kai Shandow, not the one that's on the BFM Top 10, but I'll play Sweetie, and then I'll play some Voom. All right, thank you very much, OP Lilypad. I'll just help them unplug.
Radio.